A total solar eclipse can make people weep. That's how awesome it is. But the total part is important. Only during a solar totality do pink flames leap from the sun's edge, and animals go crazy, and stars come out in the daytime. None of that happens during a partial solar eclipse, which can't even be safely observed without eye protection. So if you want to be swept away, it's totality or nothing. But not with lunar eclipses, one of which happens this week. Here, totality is not particularly important, because nothing special happens then. But sometimes the moon doesn't even go into Earth's main dark shadow. Then the eclipse is neither total nor even partial. Instead, it has ventured into our planet's outer, skimpy, penumbral shadow. When that occurs, the full moon appears unchanged. You want your money back. And that's what's happening not once, but four times this year. During such an event, not even the greatest astronomers could tell an eclipse was in progress. It's visually a non-starter. Yet this year, there was just such a partial penumbral lunar eclipse on January 10th, and again this week on Friday, June 5th, and yet another will happen a month from now on July 5th, and still another on November 30th. That's right, four partial penumbral lunar eclipses in 2020. Pretty remarkable. And yet, if you go out Friday night, around midnight or so, you won't be able to tell an eclipse is in progress. But because many almanacs and even major newspapers are unaware of the radically different eclipse types, some will run headlines saying, "Don't miss tonight's lunar eclipse." So we're here to tell you not to bother looking at any eclipses of the moon this year. Really, they're the kind of eclipse where nothing at all happens. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.